Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, Patriots, Preppers, Redoubters. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting on this beautiful evening on the 25th of August. We are having a little bit of frustration in the studio tonight. We're going to ask for your patience because we've got several glitches with the website and several glitches with the audio equipment, and of course it all tries to happen at the same time. I am going to make some modifications here tonight, but it is so great to have all of you with us, and we are stepping up to our commitment to at least be here, make an attempt to be here for you on a regular, consistent basis. And so I had to go on the air and I had to make an appearance. But like I said, we've got several problems. I've been battling with the website. It is being worked on right now. I know that there are problems with the member side, and also we're not able to make the changes to on the WordPress side of things because of some updates to the website. At radiofreeredoubt.com. There are upgrades that have to take place periodically, and sometimes there are glitches in these where the old code in the website doesn't talk to the new code like it's supposed to, and they butt heads. And so now everything's all jacked up, and I can't put the highlights and resources posting up, as well as the page for the Katie Armor raffle that we have coming up, and also the Amp 3 raffle that's coming up that I wanted to talk about. And that's basically all I'm going to be able to do is talk about it, because I cannot direct you to the page yet until we get all of this resolved. And then that will be up. I'll be announcing it. I'll be putting a posting up. I'll be putting emails out to the members and let you know when everything is back to normal. But it precluded me from being able to cover some of the stuff that I wanted to this evening. So this is going to be what we call a commo check. When life happens, or computers happen, or whatever else happens, that kind of throws us for, a little tailspin here. We want to make adjustments, and sometimes we are not able to put the entire show and all of its segments together and everything like we had hoped to. But thank you for your loyalty and for your patience and your understanding. So this is going to be a short, abbreviated broadcast tonight. And let's see, we've got an eye on the economy coming up. We're going to get Enola Gay on the line here in just a little bit. To talk about her new book and how you can get your hands on that. And I also want to remind you, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt. And you can also follow us on Twitter. And that's another thing that I was supposed to be putting is the embedded code on the website. So you can just click on that and go right to the Twitter page and follow us. But because of this glitch with the website that we're dealing with right now, that is also going to be put on the back burner. So guess what I get to do over the next few days? Get everything all caught back up and fixed and corrected. So still, you can go to Facebook or Twitter and look us up there. But we want to put those links for you to follow through with more easily. Okay, before we get into the news and commentary, there's just a few articles that I keyed in on. Actually, I had a whole stack of them, but I'm just going to key in on a few. I wanted to say about the Amron nets, what an amazing job everyone is doing with the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network scheduled nets that are taking place on the first and the third weeks of each month, the first and third full week. The HF nets have been a huge success. And this is a way for people to practice using their emergency communications to keep the American Redoubt and Patriots across America connected in case of a down situation. And, of course, that incorporates the FRS, Family Radio Service, MERS, Multi-Use Radio Service, and CB, right along with the HAM local 2-meter nets and the regional and national nets on HF, which is also more commonly known as shortwave. There are digital and voice nets. You can read more about that by clicking on the tabs up at the top of the website and how you can get involved. Now, if you do not have the capabilities to be able to talk on ham radio, either locally, regionally, or shortwave, long distance, you can at least listen. We want to encourage you to tune in. You can go to the Amron Nets tab, click on that, and there's the frequencies right there that you can tune into, and you can listen and participate in the nets, even if you can only receive. And how you participate in those nets is you listen for the net word of the week. There's a new net word of the week, each net. And the net will also be accompanied by an authenticator. It's a number. So it would be -01 or -10 or -25, whatever it is. That is an authentication number. You email that in to amron@radiofreeredoubt.com. That helps us better understand the reach of the nets. It lets us know it's successful, and it lets us know you heard us, and it's a way for you to be able to participate as well. Say, hey, I was listening on my shortwave receiver here in Oklahoma or Texas or Oregon or wherever, and I heard the net word of the week. You can listen in on digital nets and voice nets. We've covered instructions on how to do that on the show. And of course, there's a lot of reference material for you there on the communication pages on Radio Free Redoubt. But I just want to salute all of you who are taking the time to learn and become proficient with your communications gear now. Before stuff hits the fan, so that you'll know how to operate it on that day, on game day. And so that's really, really good stuff. Okay, now let's get into news. News and commentary. Commentary on some of the headlines that are coming our way. Of course, we are getting ready to go to war with Syria. Regardless of the double speak or soft talk or however they're trying to finesse their increased interest in that area and trying to so far soft sell us on the need for possible intervention. But basically, that's where we're going next. So things are really heating up internationally. Nationally, a lot of things are going on. There's a lot of activity and a lot of chatter among all of the emergency response services, FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, and a lot of training that's really oriented toward responding to civil unrest. And so we're watching these things very closely. The economy is very, very unstable right now. And so it's all the ingredients for the perfect storm is swirling right now. Nobody can put a timeline on when all these things will finally manifest, but they're definitely worth watching right now. On the sociopolitical front, the state level, Colorado counties finally voted to form a new state, or they're getting ready to put this out on the ballots out of the Washington Times, voters in several rural Colorado counties will be asked whether they want to form a new state, tentatively named Northern Colorado, in the November election. And this is a reaction to the Democrat-controlled state legislature's war, what they are calling a war on rural Colorado. The Weld County commissioners voted unanimously at Monday's meeting to place a measure on the November 5th ballot asking voters whether they want the county to join other rural counties in forming another state. Now, they run into, they're also joined by Cheyenne, Sedgwick, and Yuma counties. They also plan to place 51st state referendums on their ballot this fall. But they run into the same barriers as Washington State, for example. This discussion has come up many, many times on the Eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington states, sides of the states. And the problem that they run into, which is the same barrier that the Colorado conservatives in the northern part are going to run into, is that this requires an amendment to the state constitution. And of course, you know, when have you ever known liberals, statists, to want to peacefully relinquish any power over anyone, especially conservatives, as much as they can put their boot on the neck of people who are socially or economically, politically conservative, it's all about control. So they've got an uphill battle for them. It looks, by all intents and purposes, that this is not something that could happen peacefully. What this is, though, this is a really good indicator, and it is also evidence of the polarization that's taking place in the United States over ideologies, religious values, conservative values versus the left, the new Europeans that are trying to push forward this statist agenda in America. And folks are pushing back. This is a very complex societal battle that's taking place all over the United States. But when you see elected officials, county leaders, and even state leaders that are promoting the idea of seceding from their states and forming their own states, what you're seeing is the manifestation of the Balkanization that's happening in America. These very stark divisions that are now very visible and tangible that are happening all over the country. And this is going to increase in momentum. These ideological religious differences, and even in some cases, ethnic differences, are going to lead to the further Balkanization of our country. The Southwest United States, for example, is so heavily populated now by, you know, a majority Latino voters. There's talk, and there has been for, you know, a couple decades now, that when they get the numbers, they are going to choose, and there's an intentional movement to secede from the United States and have their own nation state. And so as the demographics in the Southwest United States start tilting and leaning toward this favoring the Latino population, then there is a very strong possibility that at some point they'll get what they are seeking eventually. And of course, there's several examples around the world where we've seen that actually play out. But anyway, this, some of my thoughts on that is that under the current system, the North the North Colorado counties will not ever be able to form their own state because they have the democratically left-leaning legislature that would have to agree to this. And they're never going to agree to that because the northern part of Colorado is very rich in agriculture and oil production. And there's no way the leftists are going to relinquish control of that peacefully. So anyway, we'll keep an eye on this and what's happening in Colorado and other places around the country as these things develop and we see more evidence of this balkanization. This is a report that was put out by Stratfor. In the article, it says what they're talking about the radicalized Muslims going and fighting in other places in the world and then returning back to Europe. Most recently, Spanish newspaper El Mundo reported August 5th that leaks by unspecified European intelligence services warned that terrorist organizations in Syria could be preparing international attacks, particularly in Europe. And they really have their eye on returning Muslims who have residency in a particular state or country that are returning from these war areas and then carrying out these terrorist attacks in their so-called home countries or their nations where they are residents. Or even citizens. As new intelligence emerges, whether the threats are legitimate or not, European authorities will intensify counterterrorism efforts and immigration controls. Yeah, right. In an effort to thwart possible attacks. But, the article goes on to say, given the large and growing Muslim population in Europe and the ease of travel throughout the continent, preventing all attacks will not be easy. No, it's not. But what they're going to do is they're going to sacrifice what liberty they still have left all in the name of security. And they have a real problem there. And they really keyed in on that, the large and growing Muslim population in Europe. But it's not just Europe. It's also in the United States and really the world. There's a YouTube video that I want to, when we get the website up and going here over the next couple of days, it talks about the demographics of the Muslim populations growing and dominating Europe and even the United States and other countries, other Western countries, where in a generation or two, they will be the minority. The majority. And that's something that we need to come to terms with. We need to understand that that's a very real possibility. It's an eye opener. I'll let you take a look at that. Okay. In other news, sent in from InfoWars. This was sent in by a listener who caught this over at InfoWars. Titled "Gun Confiscation Begins in California." California law enforcement is now confiscating legally purchased guns from registered gun owners who've been labeled armed prohibited persons, APPs is what they're calling them. Very similar to the lists that the NKVD from former Soviet Union, the Stasi in East Germany, the SS in pre-World War II Germany, established lists of people that are high risk for owning firearms. Now, when I name these few examples from history, remember, those are only a few examples of countless examples of regimes who started off by just registering firearms, and then they conveniently developed this list of people, and they knew exactly who to go to when they begin forming their armed prohibited persons lists. In this case, in California, all of the targeted APPs had purchased their firearms legally, but the state of California declared afterwards that they were prohibited from gun ownership due to minor misdemeanor convictions or mental health concerns. Governor Jerry Brown even signed a bill this past spring to expand the program by spending $24 million to hire an additional 36 officers for a total of 69 agents to track down nearly 20,000 people on the APP list. Before they can embark on gun confiscations, officers perform tedious, expensive, and time-consuming work requiring hours of background checks and cross-referencing. In 2011, a gun confiscation sweep across 43 counties over a six-week period resulted in over 1,200 firearms seized from 723 people. Now, later on, the state can easily expand the list of prohibited persons to include even people who are behind on their state taxes or did not pay their toll fees on time. So it always starts off with a list that pretty much everyone will agree on. That guy smacked his wife, you know, back in 1978. We can't let him have one. And so what they do is they get this list in place that's acceptable to the majority of the people. And then this incrementalism mission creep, they keep expanding every legislative session, keep expanding this list till pretty much, unless you're part of the elite, you're not going to be on an approved firearms owning list. Pretty scary stuff, pretty scary trends that we're seeing. And of course, this is clear evidence that gun registration ultimately leads to confiscation. Here's another one that was sent in to me by an individual that works for the Idaho Transportation Department. Says the Idaho Transportation Department joins an effort to land unmanned aircraft industry. Idaho is ideally positioned to become a national test center for the burgeoning unmanned aircraft industry, a message that state officials delivered this week at an exposition in Washington, D.C. They say Idaho's ideally positioned to become a national test center. Their ITD's Aeronautics Administrator, Mike Pape, joined a delegation from Idaho at the Association of Unmanned Vehicle Systems International's expo this week. The goal, he said, from the exposition center is to sell Idaho as a place for unmanned aircraft and aerospace development. Our goal is to have the Federal Aviation Administration designate Idaho as an unmanned aircraft systems center for excellence. Wow. There's something that we need to shoot for, huh? Basically, they want to make sure Idaho has a role in the rapidly developing industry of unmanned aircraft. Well, I'm sure Department of Homeland Security would agree. That's going to be something to watch for. And of course, Idaho, the mountainous area of Idaho, not, you know, out in the plains of North Dakota or Oklahoma or Nebraska for testing drones. They say Idaho is the ideal place. I wonder why that is. Very interesting. That's pretty much it. That's all I'm going to cover for right now. Okay, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we are going to get Enola Gay from Paratus Familia blog on the line to talk about her new book. You guys have been following her blog. You've been looking at those awesome recipes that she cooks. A lot of those in wood cook stoves and ovens. And boy, how does she do that? And how come my bread always burns? And how do I do it the right way? Well, or I don't have a wood cook stove, but I still want to cook those awesome recipes. You're going to find out exactly how to get your hands on her latest book in just a moment. Okay, stay right there. This is the Voice of the American Readout.
I believe the strength of a nation lies at its core, the family. With the busy day-to-day lives we sometimes find ourselves in, set aside time for the family, a time that's sacred and is never compromised, a dedicated portion of the day to just focus on one another. Ronald Reagan said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I fully agree. And that means no texting, surfing the internet, watching TV, or eating alone in a bedroom or the living room. That time belongs exclusively to your family, so guard it. You might be amazed at the difference such a simple routine can make in your family. Who knows? Maybe something greater than yourself could come out of it. I'm Violet Sabo with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776, or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. Washington State's $2.6 billion budget shortfall is all over the news, along with the mantra that we need to raise taxes to make up the difference. Many of you have asked my opinion on that strategy. Well, to start, this year is the easy year. Next year, the budget shortfall could be as much as $15 billion. So the solution? Well, I think we need to start by answering some fundamental questions. Does government create wealth? No, of course not. In Washington State, what is the primary funding source of government? Well, the answer is small business. Businesses provide over one half of the revenue in this state, so small businesses must thrive for state revenue to increase. How do we make that happen? Government needs to get out of the way. We need to cut the regulatory burden on businesses, such as duplicate reporting, and also speed up the construction permitting process. We also need to provide tax incentives for productivity, and we need to reform our workers' compensation system. Government also needs to downsize, just like the private sector. 8,000 new government jobs over the last 4 years. I would head in a different direction. This means that some administrative jobs need to be eliminated, and mid- and upper-level management must take a pay cut. Next, projects like the creation of the Department of Information Security, some say at a cost of well over $300 million, should be scrapped and the money reappropriated. Lastly, any money sent to local schools and programs should have flexibility built in. We should modify or eliminate unfunded mandates on school districts and local government. In short, we must unshackle the American spirit and put those chains back on government, at least that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. I thank you for listening.
As the economic situation in this country deteriorates, the president holds secret meetings, as well as countries begin to sell off our debt at record numbers. This is Fox 519, your watchman on the wall, for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back to Eye on the Economy, everyone. The stories I'm about to bring you this evening are very concerning because they're building off of the momentum we saw 2 weeks ago with some of the really damaging things that are becoming this country in terms of economics and immigration and just overall spending that we're seeing. The first story this evening is about the secret meeting that on Wednesday President Barack Obama held with the heads of the financial and monetary oversight agencies of our own government. The Federal Reserve was there, the FDIC, the CFTC, the SEC, excuse me, and the Federal Housing Finance Agency, and who knows, maybe there's some other acronym-based organizations not listed that I don't know about. But what we're seeing here is something is happening behind the scenes. There's a crisis unfolding here that we know is coming. It's highly probable that it's beginning to unfold as we're seeing it. The president is aware of it. He's trying to get his arms around how to fix this, is looking for solutions. The last time we saw this, a meeting like this, gold prices, the paper gold prices plummeted almost $200. But this is a really, really scary thing because this week the 10-year yield on bonds went from 2.67 to 2.89, is getting ready to break the 3%. And that's the 10-year bond. That's the majority of the debt that the world owns. When we sell bonds, we sell a 10-year note. And 10 years ago, we sold to them saying we would pay them back come 10 years. Well, those bond prices are getting to increase. to historic highs, and that's really not a good thing. This is what happened in Greece. Their bond prices edged up and up and up as the Troika began to price that higher, realizing that they're going to need to bring in more money to get people to buy so they can pay off the debt in Ponzi-style scheme. You have to pay off the first debt in order to buy, you have to bring in money to pay off the first debt in order to pay the second debt. This is bad. Really, really bad. I would encourage you, our friends in the readout here, to make sure you're keeping a very, very close eye on this as well. We know that the pillars of our financial system are beginning to crumble. We know that the petrodollar, being the dollar that is used for the entire world to purchase and sell oil, we're losing that standing very quickly. You might want to head over to altmark.com after you get done with listening to Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout to read Brandon Smith's article on the death of the petrodollar. It is excellent, well-written, and I highly encourage you to read it and understand it. And now we will move on to the next story. The world is fed up using the dollar, and now they're finally putting their money where their mouth is. In an article this week on King World News, Michael Pinto, who heads the Pinto Portfolio Strategies, and also one of the leading economists in the world, aside from Nouriel Al-Maliki and some of the other ones that are out there, was talking to King World News about the actual sale of U.S. debt. Coming off of our last article, where it talks about how the president is meeting with the heads of different economic strategy units. One of the big things coming in is that we've learned that back in June, $40.8 billion of U.S. treasuries were sold in June. That is an all-time high going back to 1977. What we're seeing here is because China has set up bilateral trade agreements, they're buying oil directly from Russia, they're working with countries in South America and working around the dollar, the world no longer has faith that the dollar is going to be there. We know that the time of the dollar is quickly coming to an end. The problem is right now there are hundreds of trillions worth of interest rate derivatives around the world. And the problem is as the treasuries sell off, there's just no way that these derivatives can be paid off in the least bit. So what we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to see massive interest rate spikes at the same time. The Fed is going to have to bump their rate up. We're going to have to see treasury rates increase. This is going to be incredibly destabilizing to the financial system. So with that in mind, I'm going to move on to my advice for you for this week. All right, everyone. For my advice this week, it actually has nothing to do with money, but it has everything to do with operational security. This week, I learned a very, very valuable lesson in operational security. I had to deal with local law enforcement on something. You know what, though? I wasn't illegal. I was actually exercising one of my constitutional rights, and a law enforcement officer didn't like it. He expressed that, but you know what? Everything worked out in the end. But it caused me to sit up and realize that my operational security isn't quite what it needs to be. I need to blend in more. I need to disappear, and I need to be able to support the mission of Radio Free Readout. So, my advice to you this week, make sure your operational security plans have been addressed. Go back. Look at the holes in your security plan. Take a look at what you need to change, what you need to increase, what you need to decrease, whether you need to put in extra lighting, security system, change the stickers on your car. Blend in. It's okay to blend in. Yes, we want to have the Gadsden flag on our car. You know what? Absolutely. But you know what? Be careful of the messaging you're putting out there. We want you to be safe. We want you to be constitutional, but most of all, we want you to be safe. All right, everyone. This is Fox 519 signing off for Radio Free Readout and Eye on the Economy. God bless.
Okay, we're back. We're doing a combo check this week. It's a shorter than usual program and not real organized and put together because we've been battling this website issue that we are trying to work through. So there will not be a highlights and resources posting for tonight's show tonight. And as soon as we get that all cleared up, we will get that all posted. Hopefully tomorrow night at the latest, we'll be able to get that all going for you. I want to, before we get Enola Gay on the line, I want to remind you that we have a page that we're going to be dedicating to. There's two raffles coming up. You guys have been hearing me talk about it over the last couple of weeks. The raffle will be held in December, so this is going to make an incredible Christmas present for someone. And Katie Armour, one of our sponsors, and Redoubting manufacturing company, Katie Armour, C-A-T-I, Armour, They have donated a full set of body armor. That includes the front and back AR-500 panels, including the side panels, the plate carrier in Coyote Brown with its Molly attachments. It's got the front Molly mag pouch, the Kangaroo 3 mag pouch, the dump pouch, and that sucker is ready to go. It's beautiful. But that's not all. AMP 3 Medical has also donated a blood stopper kit. That's their blowout kit. That's going to be added to this body armor carrier. So the whole complete system will include the AMP 3 blood stopper kit, the Range Medic, which is specifically designed for stopping chest wounds, controlling bleeding, and it's got the blood stopper quick clot in it. And of course, that will only be able to be sent continental United States. If you are the winner and you're outside, like say Canada, for example, we cannot send quick clot outside the United States. So that will be replaced with other medical items in lieu of that blood stopper. But anyway, this is going to be we're looking at now pushing about a $600 value, and it's going to be yours for as low as $5 for a raffle ticket. And like I said, we'll make the announcement when we get that page all up and running so that you can have a shot at about a $600 value set of body armor, including the AMP 3 blood stopper kit. Okay, we've got, let's see here. Let's go ahead and get Enola on the line. What do you say? Let's do it.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is free.
Hello?
Enola Gay.
Good afternoon.
Hi, John Jacob, Radio Free Readout. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing really well. We've got a little bit of intel that it is book bomb day for your latest book.
Yes, it is. It's thrilling.
That's got to be exciting. Okay, we're for the listeners, we're talking about the Prepared Family Cookbook, the long-awaited compilation of Enola Gay's amazing recipes that she's been putting on her blog over there at paratusfamilia.blogspot.com. And that is still blogspot, correct?
No, it's actually paratusfamiliablog.com.
Okay, paratusfamiliablog.com. I'll make some changes to that. So I know a lot of your fans and followers, and we've been really just anxiously awaiting for this project to finally come to fruition. So let's talk about it a little bit. Now, we did do an interview with you at the rally about a month ago. So there was a lot of anticipation. You were doing a lot of final touches on this with the publisher. But now we are good to go. So let's talk about the book. Today is Book Bomb Day.
It is.
Okay, and that's August 25th. Inside the book, this is what I have here. The Prepared Family Cookbook is a comprehensive guide to cooking and baking with stored foods, using a wood cook stove, and living well in adverse conditions. Enola Gay will walk you through cheese making, canning, curing meat, and preparing tea, along with the basics of homestead medicine and wild crafting. The Prepared Family Cookbook is the new guide to Renaissance living. And that is what we have over at Amazon.com, where they can purchase the book. Now, this is with stored foods using a wood cook stove, but it's not exclusive to just wood cook stoves.
No, absolutely not. It is... they are recipes that we have gathered for years, and then when we did finally go off-grid, I adjusted the majority of our recipes so that I could cook using my wood cook stove and using our stored foods.
Right.
So they're easily adaptable to however you are currently living, whether that is in a high-rise apartment in the city or out in the middle of the woods in a little log cabin with nothing more than a wood cook stove and nothing else.
Wow, this was exciting for us because I told you at the rally, we have a wood cook stove that I'm putting the final touches on this fall, replacing a couple parts, and then we're going to have it on our hearth in our home. And I've been looking so forward to doing something with this, especially just, you know, for the holidays, because we don't live off grid, but we want to be off grid capable.
Absolutely.
And so to find a resource to tell you how to, in my parents' place, they have a wood cook stove, and we decided let's, you know, bake some bread, and part of it burned and part of it wasn't cooked, and it was a major learning curve.
There is a large learning curve. And so hopefully with this book, some of that learning curve will be demystified. I spent quite a bit of time trying to put together all the things that we have learned from living off-grid for the last 14 years and cooking on a wood cook stove. Lots of information on how to keep your food from burning and how to make it wonderful and tasty and perfect, and also incorporating a lot of stored foods. The majority of what we use is from our stored foods collection. So being able to take a standard normal ingredient and translate that into whatever you happen to have in the pantry is essential.
Yes, absolutely. And this includes, cheese making. Let's talk about that. That sounds pretty exotic. How does this equate to the average person's life who doesn't have a cow? You have your own cow?
Well, I don't right now. However, when I started cheese making, I did. And you can do it even if you don't have your own cow. However, cheese making sounds horrifically intimidating.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is, it is not. And as long as you just have some basic steps to follow and follow them one after the other, it is not only simple, but it's intensely gratifying. Sitting down to your first brick of cheese with homemade crackers is unparalleled.
Can you imagine?
So we, my husband and I have pretty much learned everything by the seat of our pants. We just decided to do something and figured out how to do it. And the whole section on dairying is that way. We started with essentially how to properly care for milk, which is vitally important when you're making any dairy products. So we started with proper care of the milk itself and then going into all kinds of milk products,
okay.
Yogurt, soft cheeses, and then into hard cheeses, which remarkably aren't as difficult as they sound. We also have sources where to buy certain cultures and some of the cheeses how to make without even using special cultures.
Yeah, because a lot of this is really oriented toward a time in the future when you can't just run down to the store and get this certain type of yeast or a certain type of culture.
Well, it is. And in fact, we even have included recipes for making your own rennet, which is something typically that you would buy. But we have recipes for getting your own rennet from a ruminant animal. So which part of the stomach to use and how to treat that so that you can use that in cheese making, and also how to make a vegetable rennet out of thistle flowers. It's really, really directed towards those folks that have a desire or a need to be very self-sufficient. We've covered with the cheese making, the rennets, and also even how to make your own yeast for bread making and wine making.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So let's talk about how many recipes are in here?
You know, I haven't even sat down and counted, but I'm guessing upwards of 250.
Wow.
Maybe more. We've covered lots of areas. And actually, when you add that, those are just regular breakfast, lunch, and dinner recipes. But then when you add in all of the recipes for canning, we did quite a bit of canning and curing of meat. The book is really pretty thick. It is very heavy with recipes.
Okay. How many pages?
374.
Wow, the encyclopedia of the prepared family cookbook.
Well, you know, that is wonderful. But the truth is, as I finished it up, I started looking, thinking, oh, I should have added this. And next time I need to put this in. So, of course, it is chock full of recipes. But I can already look at it and see more that I'd love to add.
Yeah, so and a companion family cookbook.
Absolutely.
Or you're probably going to have future editions as well. So
there's so much information out there.
There is, and you've gathered so much experience, hands-on experience, and compiled that. That's just what a treat. So, okay,
that was the fun part of writing this book, was giving other people the years of experience that have been hard won for me, and being able to boil it all down. So hopefully somebody else can take that and just be extraordinarily successful in their baking and cooking adventures right off the bat.
Yeah, well, we are enthusiastically looking forward to receiving our copy. That's just really exciting. Yeah. So now, for the listeners, these are on sale at Amazon.com.
Yeah.
And the selling price right now is, what was that? Let's recap that.
It is $24.99. However, I believe Amazon is running a sale for $23.77, I believe.
Okay. Let's see. Pull it. I just pulled it up. Yes. $23.74.
Exactly.
374 pages chock full of some of the most amazing prepared family recipes out there. If anybody's been following Enola Gay's blog for any amount of time, this is a great compilation. And it beats the snot out of going back through all of your postings for the last several years and copying and pasting and trying to create your own.
Absolutely. No question.
If your time is worth anything at all, the $23.74 will pay for itself. Good stuff. Okay, yes. And now they can go to Enola, or not Enola, ParitasFamiliaBlog.com, where they can click on the link and go to Amazon. And we'll also put an Amazon link on the highlights and resources posting for today's show.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely, and that'll really help. So, well, listen, we'll let you go, and we just wanted to congratulate you on that and get the word out, because I know there's a lot of people that have been waiting for a long time for this, so... congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Godspeed
Thank
to you.
You.
And we just pray for an abundant sale, and that you have to go right back to the printers and get the second batch kicked out. So
I appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, you have a great afternoon and great rest of the week.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. God bless. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I'll just get everything wrapped up here. I want to talk about an article that was sent to me from the Coeur d'Alene Press over in Kootenai County in Idaho. And it's titled, the article that came out in the paper, I guess it was this morning, it's titled Say a Prayer. They're talking about possibly having to stop their opening prayers for their city council meetings. And they're sitting there on the edge of their seats waiting to see a Supreme Court ruling from a battle that's taking place in New York. So, what happens in New Europe does affect us here in the American Redoubt, and I'll talk more about that right after the break. Okay, this is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
This is Sir Knight with the Paratus Familia blog and the Tactical Tip of the Week. No matter what type of rifle or pistol you choose to carry, you're going to have to invest in tactical gear, unless, of course, you intend on stuffing ammo and magazines in your pants pockets. The equipment available is never-ending. There's plenty of surplus equipment available on the internet, from magazine pouches to holders for hydration packs to canteen carriers. The important thing is to find the equipment that is comfortable for what you wear. If you have any friends or relatives that are in the military and have recently come back from the sandbox, they have spent a lot of time wearing this gear. Ask them what worked for them and what didn't. Ask them what they liked and what they didn't. Do research before buying any imported equipment. While some is very good quality, some is complete junk, and you will be wasting your money. This is Sir Knight with the Paratus Familia blog. on Radio Free Readout, our last best hope for freedom.
If you're an amateur radio operator and you believe in the American Readout movement, contact us today to find out how you can join the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
Okay, thanks for sticking with us, and also thank you for your patience tonight. It has been it's just been just a really weird day trying to get a lot of stuff, and just sometimes you feel overwhelmed and nothing's working right and the soundboard's not working right and the internet's not doing what we need it to, so we can upload stuff, but that's okay. Hey, I've got some, just got an update from Katie Armor, and they are, they're really enthusiastic about this, and they are always trying to upgrade their products, and they said that they might have something up their sleeve to make this even a sweeter package. And that has to do with keeping you safer and making the product better. Of course, you know, this stops up to 7.62 by 39 armor piercing, including 5.56 steel core. This is the AR-500 stuff. It's the real deal. And but anyway, I want to talk about AMP-3. What just such a blessing they've been over there at AMP-3 to us. And they've also, you know, I already mentioned they're adding their Bloodstopper kit to that Katie Body Armor package that's going to be raffled off. But AMP-3, you're going to get a chance to meet them face-to-face at the Spokane Preparedness Expo that's going to be over in Spokane, Washington on September 22nd. That's a one-day event. It's a Sunday. And there's going to be some classes that they're going to be putting on over there that you don't want to miss out on if you can help it. That's a limit of only 20 people. It may already be filled up. I do not know. You can get a hold of them there over at AMP3. Email them. Ask them if there's still availability. You can follow their YouTube channel, YouTube videos also at USNERDoc. That's his YouTube channel. And I believe that they just posted a video over there announcing the raffle of this new kit that they are donating to Radio Free Readout. This thing is absolutely amazing. They're donating an AMP-3 outfitter with the roll-up bag. You have your choice of colors, but this one, actually for this raffle, it's I believe it's going to be Coyote Brown. That is en route to us right now. The AMP-3 Outfitter, it's a $270 value. It's a full-on rollout bag for your medical needs, for your not just your family, but for your group. And they are donating that also, and that's going to be raffled off in a separate raffle that will be held in December, and exact date is going to be announced here in the next week. But you'll be able to get your hands on that just absolutely incredible bag. I'm going to be envious of whoever wins it, but. Of course, AMP-3 is Austere Medical and Practical Preparedness Project. It's medical and specialty gear for the prepared citizen. You can learn more by going to www.amp3.net. And remember, they have the college student returning back to school discount right now on their AMP IFAC, the individual first aid kit with the Molly pouch. And you got your choices of red, black, or coyote brown. That's going to be on sale until the 8th of September. And then, of course, you'll be able to see them at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, but you're going to miss this back-to-school sale on that AMP-3 IFAC. So check them out. Okay, something I want to cover before we just wrap everything up tonight. It's something, remember, like I always say, this is a spiritual battle, what's going on. There's an article that came out in the Coeur d'Alene Press. This was sent to me by a listener over there in Kootenai County in Idaho. It's taking place at the beginning of every city council meeting. They hold a prayer. the majority of constituents that the council serves support it. And it's never been publicly opposed. But there is a United States Supreme Court decision that's going to be made that could render it illegal. It's the invocation. It's the opening prayer where city council members, staff members, and citizens in attendance bow their heads and pray to God before the city takes up business during its bi-monthly meeting. And some people say this is where religion mixes with government. And depending on the Supreme Court ruling out of a case that's coming out of Greece, New York, versus Susan Galloway, they're complaining, and this has gone all the way to the Supreme Court, that they feel all offended because the prayers have been largely Christian. Well, they're wondering how this is going to affect, the city council there in Coeur d'Alene, because, you know, there's some group of atheist God haters that basically are saying, you're going to have to stop doing that here because separation of church and state. Here's the thing. This is a sad thing when we see what they're arguing about is that they are Christian prayers. And so this atheistic group, what was this? Let me look it up here. I don't know if it's Frank Bender or if it's Frank Bender, but you can infer whatever you want from that. But anyway, he's the president of the Inland Northwest Free Thought Society. In other words, they are at war with God. They hate him. Even though they claim that he doesn't exist, they just writhe and they wail and the gnashing of teeth and everything else when you mention God around them. But they're saying is there's like 3,000 recognized religions and not everyone would get equal representation. Like they care. But you know, he's got a point. If they win this, it's almost better if they removed the invocation. I'm talking about the present political and social situation that we're up against. Because what I'm afraid of is the court ruling coming down saying, okay, you can have an invocation, but you have to allow all religions and faiths to be able to have their turn doing it. So we're going to have some Buddhist, we're going to have some Muslim, we're going to have, so that it's fair. I'd just as soon see it all go away altogether than have some policy come down from the Supreme Court out of a ruling in New Europe that affects a community in the American Redoubt. So, anyway, this is what we're up against. So I'm going to post this once we're able to get the highlights and resources posting up and going. I want to post this article for you guys to be able to go and read and reference, because it's definitely something to take note of in the American Redoubt. It's not just over there in Coeur d'Alene. It's all over the place where this battle's going on. In Coeur d'Alene, the prayers generally ask for guidance and set the right tone at the meeting, said Mayor Sandy Bloom. She said she supports the tradition. It's a tradition, which has taken place at every council meeting in her 12-year run at the helm. She says, I think it's something that starts the meeting with all of us taking a deep breath, hearing the message, and trying to apply it. She said, it's been working, but again, we're not trying to be illegal. So it's one of those things where you might be doing something naughty if you are praying before one of these council meetings. It's sad, but this is what we're up against. And one day when everything collapses, which is the best thing that could happen for the United States, really, because it would be it would provide the opportunity for a system reset, because things are not turning around. And so really, everything has to collapse for the globalists to achieve their agenda. But on the other hand, everything has to collapse for us to be able to reset it, right? The remnant, the God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. I don't know. This is an interesting time we're living in, isn't it? Okay, guys, I'm going to wrap everything up. I just wanted to share that with you real quick before we go. But I am going to get right to work on trying to fix the website and working with Delta 01, trying to get everything hashed out and so that we can upload the podcasts and do everything else that we need to. And we go through these little glitches about once every, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5, 6 months. And so here we are dealing with it. So thanks for your patience. We appreciate your prayers and your support, your letters of encouragement. And keep checking back. We got several things we're going to be posting throughout the week to keep you informed and updated and encouraged. Okay, guys, I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the Voice of the American Readout. Thanks so much for tuning in. You have a blessed week. And we'll remember to pray for all of you, and please remember us in your prayers. Okay, have a blessed week. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.